Aircheckdownloads.com.
Smooth jazz and the soul of London. Brighten up your workday and listen in color. This is Jazz FM. Jazz FM with John Scragg in the morning and a bit in the afternoon.
Jazz FM Smooth Jazz. Best soul music. The Braxtons, Wayne and Nelson, Sunset Bay, nice. And Sade Adu, who had her birthday on Tuesday. Sade's Kiss Alive. Kiss Alive. Just like. Well, good morning. It's 8 minutes past 11 for a Thursday. It's the 8th of Feb. John Scragg in the morning. And a bit in the afternoon at Jazz FM. It's Roger Smith, The Temptations of Dave Koz, playing sax on that recording. Dave Koz, incidentally, is here, on Saturday with the Dave Koz radio show. It's going to be a bit of a Valentine's Day special, all right? Talking of which, more proof coming in this morning that the world's love affair with cars has gone too far. And this time it's our American cousins, okay? Hi. A survey in the US of A, right, has revealed that 45% of married Americans ranked their cars as the thing they considered most important to them in life. That is sad. That is very sad. It's emerged. Get this. 84% of Americans love their cars. Oh, yes, we do. 32% have actually given their cars a name. Hi, honey. How are you? Okay. Sleep well. Okay. And even more worrying, okay, 17% of the men in America questioned said they plan to buy their vehicle a gift on Valentine's Day. Okay, new back box for you. Set new plugs, be nice, isn't it? Happy Valentine's Day. I love my car. Bobby Lyle, down Paradise Cove, Jazz FM.
The smoothest thing around. You're listening in color. This is Jazz FM.
Paul Taylor on sax with Exotica. It was Bobby Lyle on piano. Nice piano. Paradise Cove. And it was Roger with Rabbit on phone. On his Moby. From Manchester, the gateway to the Northwest. And talking about Valentine's presents for cars. And Roger with Rabbit said, and I quote, he says, just get nothing from me. It's enough having to put petrol in the car every week, says Roger with Rabbit. Okay. Talking about Valentine's Day, it is next Wednesday, okay? And we will be paying attention to the fact it is the 14th. And if you want me to pass on a little Valentine's message, cryptic or otherwise, actually cryptic, let's say cryptic, because that's more fun, isn't it? If you'd like me to pass on your behalf, a little Valentine's message, get them in early. I dare say we'll have a good few, all right? John, J-O-N, at jazzfm.com, or you can write to us, Jazz FM, London, W1H6DJ, or you can fax us, 0161 877 1005 or 020 7723 9742. Valentine's Day coming up next Wednesday, okay? Don't forget. Right, coming up next, it's going to be round one of 3 out of 3 to win a nice handful of Jazz FM CDs. Good. Good game. 020-7706-3399. The lines are open now. And give us a call at Jazz FM.
Start your week in style.
Singapore, it's a lot closer than you think.
In fact, it's only a phone call away for one lucky couple next week. Join me, Robbie Vincent, all next week for your chance to fly away on Singapore Airlines for a five-night break at the luxurious Fullerton Hotel in exciting Singapore. If you can answer our questions correctly, it could be you exploring the many sights and flavours of Singapore, so stay tuned. Only next week with me, Robbie Vincent, on Jazz FM with the Singapore Tourism Board.
Smooth jazz and the best soul music. This is Jazz FM. You're listening in color.
Jazz FM. Smooth soul classic.
Jazz FM. Through the distance. Fantastic music. Oh, Paddy. Paddy Austin, Through the Test of Time. Well, I don't know. Marlon, he was spot on there, wasn't he? Pure guesswork, that was. It just goes to show. What's that, John? Guesswork. Albert Lippert. Lippert. Best remembered for being the co-founder of Weight Watchers. True, he died a couple of years back. Okay. To enjoy the samba parody, hey, arriba, arriba. You'd have to be in Rio de Janeiro. It's true, because the samba parody is the highlight of the annual carnival, and it's going on at the moment, and it runs until the end of February, okay? And then I said birds develop regional accents, and that is absolutely true, yeah? In fact, there's an owl, I know, in Birmingham. It goes twit-twoo, just like that. Anyway, that is true. Okay, so that was 3 out of 3 to win a nice handful, and he did. And it's Jazz FM.
Once you've experienced jazz brunch at Le Meridian Waldorf Hotel, aircheckdownloads.com.